Hello everyone, and welcome back to Tia's Treasure Box. I know the last time I did an episode was in June of 2019. Before I start, Happy New Year to everyone. We are in 2020, and you know, I wish everyone nothing but success, joy, and fulfillment in whatever they desire. All right, so the first thing I want to talk about today is the power of manifestation and why everyone should make sure that they are doing what they need to do, and they need to manifest what they want to accomplish in this new year. You know, this is your chance to do what you've been setting, what you've been saying that you wanted to do. This is your chance to accomplish it now instead of waiting. You could do it right now. And I'm going to quickly give a couple steps that I believe can help in terms of manifesting something. So the first step would be clear on what you want. Like, what are you manifesting? You need to make sure that you know that. And you need to be very specific with what that is. For example, if you say, I want a car, and you're not specific and you get a 1965 car that doesn't work, then, you know, you should have been more specific. So that should just show you. Step two would be asking the universe. You know, there's multiple ways you can do that, by praying, meditating, visualizing, and using a vision board. But I feel as though one of the easiest way to do it is just to write it down and act as though you're writing a letter. Okay? Step three. You have to make sure that you're working towards these goals. You can't just write it down and make and think it's just going to magically happen. It's not. That's not how this works. You need to make sure that you're working towards what you're trying to, what you desire. For example, if you want to manifest having, let's say, 10,000 subscribers by the end of 2020, you can't just believe that it's just going to happen. You need to make sure that you're working towards it yourself. So I would suggest, when you're writing down what you want to manifest, I would suggest writing it down, breaking it down by a month thing. What you should be doing every month in order to make sure by the end of 2020, you reach your goal. So January, maybe making sure that you posted 3 times and you make great content. Maybe that's your January goal. You know what I'm saying? Making sure that you're promoting yourself. So make sure you do that. Step four, you have to just trust the process. And, you know, if you know about the law of attraction, you should know what I'm talking about. But do not doubt that it's going to happen. Like, you need to make sure that you're trusting it and you manifested it and it's going to happen. And you just need to be positive about it. Step five, I would say receive and acknowledge what you get. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you start to acknowledge and receive the signs that the universe is giving you, the universe will want to make sure that it's giving you what you want. Okay? And then the last step is to clear your resistance, I would say. Get rid of the doubts, the procrastination, frustration, anxiety, fears, regret. Get rid of all of that. You know, you have to make sure that if you want something to happen, you don't need to be in a negative mindset. And that's just and that's just that. But moving on from manifestation, I also wanted to say, and speaking of positivity, I know that I have to work on this myself, but make sure that you are removing yourself from situations that are not helping you prosper, that are not helping you progress. This is a new year. You have ample amount of time to do so. So make sure that you're doing it. Don't drag relationships that are not needed behind. Leave them. It's dragging you down. It's not a necessity for you to keep those relationships. So let them go. If it's meant to be, it'll happen later on in life, but do not feel as though you have to hold on to stuff that aren't doing you any good. And with that being said, we also have to watch our mouth. Our mouth is a blessing and a curse. We have to make sure what we're spewing out into the universe is not something that's going to hold us back and is not going to give us bad karma, because that's the last thing we want. We don't want any bad karma. We want to make sure that we're getting good juju, good vibes going into this new year, accomplishing what we want to do, and just making sure everyone around you are on the same wavelength. You don't want to be surrounded by people who aren't supportive of your ventures, aren't supportive of what you want to do, and are negative. You don't want that. And I know I keep talking about this negative energy thing, but it's super duper important. When you remove yourself from negative environments is when you will actually see yourself prosper and grow. So just remove all of that from your life, because it's not needed. Okay? I'm being so serious, guys. And honestly, if you're listening right now, I greatly, greatly appreciate it. This podcast is like a baby, and I really want her to grow up and become a beautiful young lady. And I want this podcast to blossom into something that, you know, you enjoy thoroughly listening to on a day-to-day basis. Because that's what I want to manifest. That's what I want for this new year. I want to be able to inspire someone or make someone feel good, make someone happy. Like, I want you to listen to this and feel good. And I'm starting this new segment. It's just an advice column. If you want me to give you some advice, you can DM me on Instagram. You can email it to me at alatishefatiah@gmail.com. Or I'm going to post the advice thing frequently on my Instagram story, so you can post it in there. It will be anonymous. So those are just some ways that we can, you know, connect with one another, and I can give you any advice if you want any. But yeah, I hope you guys are taking this seriously, and I hope you guys are trying to work towards your goal and making sure that you're prospering this year, and you're prospering these next few years, because I want everyone to do good. I want everyone to get what they want. Y'all are going to be amazing, and I imagine it. I hope you envision it as well. And we get into this money, and that's on period, love. Okay, so I really want to emphasize this. We really, as human beings, I know it is difficult to not insert your opinions with any situation. I know sometimes you just want to be like, girl, what are you doing? Like, get it together. But sometimes it's not your place, and I'm currently understanding that concept myself, and I'm not perfect. Everyone does it. Sometimes you don't see yourself doing it, but when you sit back and you observe, then you realize, like, yes, I do this very often, and I need to make sure that moving forward I reduce this behavior, because it's not helping anything. If they didn't ask for my opinion, then maybe I don't need to say anything. Because, like I said, they didn't ask for me to say anything. They didn't need my commentary on whatever they have going on. It's not my place to give them my opinion sometimes. And I'm getting it. I'm understanding, and I want y'all to understand too. We find ourselves having conversations about people that have nothing to do with us. We find ourselves having conversations, sometimes even bringing the next person down. And that's not okay. We have to make sure that we stop that type of behavior. Like, I was talking to one of my friends today, and we were just talking regularly. And then, you know, he's talking to me, and I'm like, he was talking about something. He was scrolling through Instagram, and he was like, oh, they're cute, I guess. And, you know, he was talking about the couple and, you know, the girl. And I was just like, I was about to, you know, talk to him with it and talk about it or whatnot. And then I stopped myself because I'm like, me saying something negative is not gonna affect them. They don't know me. They probably don't care about my opinion. So why even say it? Why even put it out there? Who cares? Like, it's not needed for me to say. You know what I'm saying? And I told him that, and he was like, yeah, I think, you know, I might need to stop. And I was like, I mean, it's nothing bad. It's not like you're being malicious. Sometimes you don't see yourself doing it. But you just need to self-reflect and realize that sometimes you are doing it. And you need to let that type of behavior go. And I apologize to anyone that I've ever, you know, I guess been mean to or hurt by my words or whatnot. Because I don't want to have any type of problems with anyone. You know, it's not needed. I have the people that I trust and the people I confide in. And, you know, if I want to talk to them about something that actually has to do with me, then by all means do so. And I'm not talking about celebrity stuff, y'all. If you see something like, for example, Summer Walker on The Shade Room or something, I mean, shoot, go ahead. Say what you gotta say. I mean, don't be rude or nothing. But, you know, and I honestly, I think that I might need to just unfollow The Shade Room or any other page that revolves around gossip and tea and stuff like that, because some people in those comments are just negative. And it's just like, why are you waking up and just being so negative? Like, what happened? You're alive. Okay, you woke up. Some people didn't. And I know that sounds very cliche when I say it, but I'm being so serious. Some people is early in the morning, they already in the comments hating on the next person. Like, what are you doing that for? And the people who run The Shade Room, they know what they're doing too, honey. They know what's supposed to get people talking and things of that nature. But we, at the end of the day, me commenting on something on there is not giving me money. It's not helping me progress. I'm just saying it to say it. And I'm wasting my time by even saying it. I could have been doing something better, doing something that actually means something, doing something that matters. But no, I'm over here scrolling, liking, all of this extra stuff that don't need to be done. So maybe if you want, take a break from pages like that. You don't need to see that on a day-to-day basis. We need to follow pages that are uplifting and are positive and are just bringing in the good energy. Energy is very important, and I know people get tired of hearing about it, but it is. And the way you surround yourself with said energy is a reflection of you. I see this all the time when people talk about how they became a millionaire and how they started to read about it. They started to, you know, put themselves in that mindset, put themselves in that lane to get to where they wanted to be at. So if you want to be, for example, a sports journalist or something of that nature, put yourself in that mindset. Work towards that. Don't even worry about nothing else. Nothing else matters. And speaking of sports journalism, if you are interested in things like that and podcasts about sports, then definitely go check out my friend's podcast, Miles Per HR. That's the name of the podcast. Go check him out. Go listen to it. And tell him I sent you. You know, support your friends and what they got going on. All right, going into 2020, I wanted to give you guys some song suggestions that you can bump while, you know, we starting the year off or whatever. So I'm gonna give y'all like 5 from some of my playlists. So if you're trying to get into, you know, the African music, Afro beats, then I'll recommend you listen to Risky by Davido and Popcorn, or you could also listen to Yay by Burna Boy. If you're looking for something more calm, you can listen to Daniel Caesar's whole album. And I know people right now canceled him, whatever the case may be, but I still listened to it and I thought it was pretty good. You know, shoot me, honey. But on but being serious, you could listen to Wait a Minute by Willow Smith. You could listen to What Dreams Are Made Of by Evan McIntosh. You could listen to None of Your Concern by Jhené Aiko. I love Jhené Aiko. She is just absolutely wonderful. And yeah, and if you're looking for something more hype or whatnot, then you can listen to all of Roddy, like the whole Roddy Ricch album. But you can listen to, yeah, like I said, The Box by Roddy Ricch. You could listen to Ride or Die by Megan Thee Stallion. You could listen to Thought Box. You could listen to Big Mouth by Ruby Rose. You know what I'm saying? Let me stop. But no, for real. Those are some cute little song suggestions for, you know, this year. We're trying to listen to something. Add some new songs to your playlist. I recommend those songs. Give them a listen and tell me what you think. Tell me what you think about them. Alright, so we're getting towards the end of today's episode, and I wanted to start this is how I'm going to end each episode. I'm going to give you guys a quote of the day in which you could take with you throughout the rest of your week, your the rest of your day, the rest of the year, the rest of the month, okay? So you can just keep this quote in mind. So today's quote of the day is, there are 2 mistakes one can make along the road to truth. Not going all the way and not starting, by Buddha. And I want you, like, we're in a new month. We're in January. We're in a new year. And if you want to start something, go ahead and do it. Don't be afraid. Because don't be afraid. Do it. You know what I'm saying? If you just put in the work and you have passion for it, then everything should work out and everything would be great. So just keep that in mind. If you want to start it, start it. Don't let anything hold you back. Okay? And I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day, rest of your week, rest of the month, rest of the year. And I will see you guys in another episode. Bye.